Choices define who we are as a person. When we make choice, it is usually based from our personal conviction and not from other people. And so this is true with our relationship with God. When we chose God, when we chose Christ, it is a personal choice. It is based on our conviction. More deeply, it is based on our faith. Why we choose Christ and not the world. This is the situation of Joshua and the rest of the Jewish community. Israel was in Shechem, renewing the commandment with Yahweh. Remember the commandment Yahweh made with his people Israel. I am your God, and you are my people. Now there were many questions. There was a series of questions asked regarding this covenant. One of this is, will this covenant be really effective or not? And so Joshua and the rest of the Jews chose to serve Yahweh. They chose to be faithful. Remember that the word serve here, which is used, is the same as believe. Because when you serve, you make an available to the person whom you serve. And when you believe, you're also making available yourself to the one whom you believe, to God. So Joshua made this choice. I and my household will serve the Lord. And what made Joshua and his household and the community chose God, chose Yahweh? It is the memory. You know what is memory? They remember what Yahweh had done to their ancestors when they were slaves in Egypt. How Yahweh saved them. And so this is now the basis of their choice. That's why they chose Yahweh. They chose to serve God because of this memory that God has saved them, that God has done good things to them. Isn't also this our basis of choosing God rather than the world? Because the world would only give us what? Empty promises. While God will give us his true promise, or he will be true to his promise. And besides, God has already done so much for our lives. The teens here, the young people here, what are the manifestations that God has done so much to your life? Your parents are here. They are all manifestations of God's bountiful blessings and love for you. Just imagine those teenagers, those young people who have no parents, their parents, who long for the love of their parents. So you're so lucky. You're so fortunate that God loves you. And the manifestation of that love is your parents who are with you, continue to guide you. So this is the reason why you should choose God. You should choose Christ because he has already has done marvelous things on your very life. And you cannot demand and ask for more. That is how we choose God. That's how we choose Christ, because he has done good things to us. St. Paul, in our second reading, tells husband and wives to choose. He used the word be submissive or defer to one another. It is a kind of choice in their lives. Wives should be submissive to their husbands. Are you? Wives, I'm asking you, are you submissive to your... because sometimes it is the wife is so... the husband should be submissive to them. And what is the basis? There is a basis why St. Paul challenges the wives to be submissive to their husbands. Remember that the love that exists between husband and wife is a mirror, a model of what love? Of the love of Christ to his bride. Who is the bride of Christ? The church. Remember that Christ gave up his life for the church. And that should be the basis of the love that should exist between a husband and a wife. Others before the other, before the self. Many, many times in our situation today, myself is more important than the other. So in a husband and wife, it should always be the other. So if you're a wife, your other is the husband. If you're a husband, your other is the wife. So choose first the other, then yourself. Why is that so? Because that is what Christ did. He was never selfish. And you know, selfishness, egoism, is a kind of termite that destroys the relationship between husband and wife. So when you are in trouble as husband and wife, always think of Jesus Christ, who never thought of himself, but the other. We, the church, is the most important thing. That's why he said, according to St. Paul, that because of his sacrifice, because he thought of the other, we his people, than before himself, he was able to bring us as a holy and blemish before the Father chose. It is a kind of choice, my dear brothers and sisters, husband and wife. It's a reminder by St. Paul. And remember always to pattern your relationship as husband and wife to be of Jesus Christ. Because once you severed, you do not remember Jesus Christ in your relationship as husband and wife, for sure, it will always be chaotic relationship. But once you remember Jesus Christ, how he loved us, how he loved his church before himself, then you can have a pure, sacrificial kind of love. Remember, it is again a choice. The gospel, the disciples of Jesus have their faith have been shaken. They refuse to follow Christ. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the bread who came down from heaven, and anyone who eats this bread will have eternal life, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. For many of Jesus' disciples, this is a hard teaching, a difficult saying which could not be understood, comprehended, and fathomed. How could they believe in a Messiah who would give His flesh for the life of the world. How could they believe in a Messiah who would give His blood as the true drink for His people? It would have been easy for His disciples to believe in a Messiah who is a political liberator, because that is what they demand from Jesus. Free us from the Romans. Free us from our oppressors. Then we would believe in you. If you say that your flesh is the real food and your blood is the real drink? Oh, no, 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 no way. A big, big no. We cannot accept it. It's very difficult for us. You know what was the reason? Because they did not allow the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. So if you are open to the Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that would lead you, that would teach you about my teaching. So again, the disciples chose to live Jesus. We cannot choose you anymore as our master. Sorry, we will leave you. And so what did Jesus do? He turned to his 12 apostles. And you, my chosen apostles, are you also going to live? Simon Peter answered, Lord, you have the words. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In other words, Peter and the rest of the apostles chose Jesus out of conviction, out of faith. Unlike the other disciples, the rest of the disciples who chose to leave, Peter and the rest of the 12 chose Christ out of faith, out of love. This is a challenge to each one of us, my dear brothers and sisters. If we chose Christ, and we have chosen Christ, is it motivated by faith? Is it motivated by love? Or we just chose Christ because we want to beg, we want to ask, and after Christ has already granted what we ask for, then, sorry, Christ, I will leave you next time again. If I can ask something again from you, it should never be like that, my dear brothers and sisters, but rather, our choice of Christ should be motivated by faith. I believe in you as my Lord. I believe in you as my Master. And I believe in you as my Savior. That's why I chose you.